This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil.
Hey Neil, would you like to try one of my homemade cookies?
Well, we shouldn't really eat while we're presenting, but... Oh, go on then.
I made them last night and I thought I'd try them out on you. You've got a sweet tooth, so I know you can't resist.
Oh, okay then.
Well, what do you think?
Well, they're okay. Perhaps not the best I've ever had.
Oh, so you think my cooking isn't great?
Let's say it's something to chew on.
Right. So you're saying my homemade cookies are chewy?
No, I'm not. In fact, they're crunchy. But when someone says they need to chew on something, it's an informal way to say they need to think about it before making a decision.
Well, Neil, I'll chew on a response to your insult about my cooking while we hear some examples.
Our extension plans are great, but we need to chew on it before we give them the go-ahead.
It's very expensive to fly to Australia for a holiday. Let's chew on it, shall we?
My boyfriend asked me to marry him, and I said I'd chew on it. He didn't seem that pleased.
This is The English We Speak, and Neil has been using the expression to chew on something or something to chew on, which means to think about something before making a decision. And Neil, I've made a decision about what to say to you.
Oh, yeah?
If you don't like my cooking, I will not be inviting you to my dinner party tonight.
Oh, Feifei. Oh, well, at least I'll avoid your cooking.
I'm not cooking. We're getting a takeaway curry and lots of wine. I suppose you could come if you pay for the takeaway.
Now, that's something I don't need to chew on. The answer's no. I'll stay at home and bake my own cookies. See ya.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.